Big news came down officially last week as the new CFL commissioner was announced. He was an O-lineman with the Stamps, Argos, and Eskimos. He played a prominent role in the CFLPA after his playing career and has been quite successful in the business sector since. Joining us now on the line is new CFL commissioner, Randy Ambrosi. Mr. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us here on the Piffles Podcast.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm just not, I think it's going to be a long while before I get tired of the phrase Mr. Commissioner.
First off, congratulations on the new gig. How did you find out that you were going to be named commissioner, and how long did you have to keep it under wraps?
Well, it was tough. I had officially not heard until about an hour after the Board of Governors met on the Tuesday. But, of course, the story had, there was some traction about this story and that I was going to be selected the week earlier. So there was a lot of speculation and, my inbox was filled with 250 emails and my phone kept ringing and I actually just hid from it all because, you know, I wanted the governors to go through their official process and be respectful of it. So, I guess officially about an hour after the board meeting ended, I got a call to make it official.
Now, one of the first things we've seen from your short tenure so far is the one-game suspension that came down on Tuesday to Will Hill of the Tiger Cats for grabbing a ref by the collar. Now, granted, it looks like he was explaining what happened in the play to the ref, but bottom line, you can't touch an official. Is one game really enough? Was there a discussion of a longer suspension at all?
Yeah, the process was actually, I would call myself an active observer in this particular case because I let Glenn Johnson and the crew, Kevin McDonald, the two of them really, you know, drive the process. You know, I'm like literally on my second day, and I didn't want to disrupt what I know to be a very thorough process. And I watched them carefully. I asked a lot of questions, I listened to the range of possible scenarios, and in the end, I said to them I wanted them to make a recommendation on what they thought was best, and they were doing that in consultation with several other people, and this was the recommendation they made. I felt it was a fair and just penalty. I should tell you that during the interview that was conducted with Mr. Hill, he was very quick to point out that he knew he had made a mistake. In fact, he said, and I think if you watch the video clip, you know, he said he knew immediately that he had messed up and he released his hand. And so, you know, I think it was a fair and just penalty. And yes, it could have been stiffer for sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want to protect our refs. I hope we've sent a very strong message to the players that we won't, you know, that this won't be tolerated. On the other side, balancing it off, I want to keep our players on the field playing football, and hopefully Mr. Hill will learn from this and we won't have another occurrence.
So you played in the CFL, worked in the Players Association, and have done quite well as a businessman. How did all of that lead to getting this job as the commissioner of the CFL?
Well, you know, in some respects, the answer is just good timing. We had completed the sale of 3MAX, which was the firm I was the president and CEO of. It was actually Canada's oldest investment firm. And that transaction actually wrapped up at the end of December last year. And I was at that point, you know, just thinking about what I was going to do next when I learned that the commissioner had stepped down and that there was a search going to be conducted. You know, after being in the financial services industry for almost 30 years and learning a lot of very valuable lessons and working with some tremendous people, this was just an opportunity to come home to the game that where I started and a game that I love is so much. It just seemed like the perfect time. And then on top of it, you know, my wife and girls, my wife Barb and I, involved our girls in the process. You know, we were talking to them actively and seeking their feedback, and they were just all so incredibly excited about this for me. And they were all, you know, absolutely convinced, as am I, that this was the perfect time and the right thing for me to do at this stage in my career. And I was fortunate to have the governor's support to make me the 14th commissioner.
So, big picture, what do you see as your overall vision for the CFL under your watch?
Yeah, bigger, better, stronger, really. You know, bigger, better, stronger, and it's all about growing the business. You know, we've actually, I think we are sitting in a very strong position today. You know, we've, like any business, you know, we've got things we need to work on and improve. But I want to grow the fan base. I want to make the teams all stronger. I want to help the players to be successful. Actually, on the player side, one of the things that I've got, you know, as a real strong priority is to have a really positive relationship with the players and get them to think about, you know, their life after football, because these are all tremendous athletes, world-class athletes. But they're going to, you know, their athletic life will come to an end and they have to start thinking about what to do next. And I'd like to play a role in that. Obviously, I've done well after my career, and I'd like to share the message with them about how many opportunities are out there for them if they just, you know, focus on that what next question. I want to do that. And I think we're going to, you know, grow our fan base. I am completely convinced, always have been, always will be, that this is an integral part of Canada, that it is, you know, maybe in some ways the best part of Canada, and I want to grow the game. So, you know, the vision is bigger, you know, bigger, better, stronger, and just a lot of work with a great team of people.
Now, speaking of growing the game, attendance is a big issue in places like BC and especially Toronto right now. What needs to be done to bring fans back to the game in these markets?
Well, you know, if you just look at Toronto as an example, and I think if you were to sit down with somebody and ask them if they were challenging you with the turnaround of any business, there would be some preconditions that you would want to have in place in order to give you a, you know, an odds-on chance of being successful. And in this particular case, if you were going through that exercise, you'd say, well, you want to have absolutely rock-solid ownership, and the second precondition you would want to have is a football facility that is perfectly suited, a stadium perfectly suited to football, and the third is you'd want to have world-class coaching and team administration. And in this case, we have all three of those things in place in abundance with Bell and Larry Tannenbaum as the owners of the team that's, you know, working now and playing out of BMO Field, which is a beautiful facility. It's great. And then, of course, the combination of coach and general manager and the team leadership is absolutely tremendous. So I think we've got everything in place. And, you know, we've got a market of roughly 7 million people. And I'm convinced the game will come back. It's, you know, I mean, Rogers Centre, Skydome really never worked for the Argos, and I think this is the right environment, and just going to take time and effort, and I feel confident that our ownership are solidly behind us, and we'll get it done.
So in your first few days on the job, what is your main priority that needs to be fixed in the CFL?
Well, I'm right now, frankly, I'm not so much focusing on what to fix. I'm spending all of my time really listening, and this has been, if I call my secret weapon during my career in the business world. I spend the first number of months in every, you know, new senior job I've had just spending a lot of time talking to people, asking them questions, doing a lot of listening. I'm going to go and do a visit to each CFL city. I'm going to spend time with the, you know, with the teams, you know, asking a lot of questions, observing, you know, what's working in their market, what's not working. You know, what are the best practices that we've got across the league? Doing that and spending time with my team in the league headquarters, getting to know them and helping them to manage the business of the Canadian Football League. Those are my short-term priorities. I think while I'm doing all of that, the foundation of a business plan and a strategy will come to the fore. And I hope, sometime in the fall and certainly shortly after the season, to share with the Board of Governors, you know, my strategy, my vision for the game, and that'll be based on a lot of facts and evidence and having done a lot of listening and collaboration with the team. So, you know, really it's an exercise, you know, measure twice and cut once is the famous Carpenter's axiom, and I think it's worth pursuing that model here in Canadian football.
Now, officiating and replays and the lack of consistency, that's one of the main complaints that we hear from fans across the league. What efforts do you see being made under your tenure to have a more consistent game?
Well, I think you'd start I think we would all acknowledge that, you know, reffing is a tough profession, and I'm not sure there is a single league on the planet where, you know, reffing isn't criticized. I mean, that's got to be one of the most thankless professions on the face of the earth. And I think we've got, you know, we have criticism of our officiating here. I actually think that our officials do a great job. It's a game played at very high speed, and you know, on a very large field, and with, you know, incredibly talented athletes. You know, you're going to have mistakes made. Human error is part of the game. But I also, on the other side, I think we need to look at our processes. We need to find a way to, you know, if we're going to use video replay, to make it as effective as we can be, to make sure that the application of video replay is done consistently. So, you know, again, like the other aspects of the game, my plan is to sit and listen, ask questions and observe, have lots of conversations, seek feedback from as many people as I can, and then start sharing ideas for how we can make improvements. But I think the spirit of your question is a fair one. You know, we want to make the game better, and the consistency of officiating is one of those, but I also want to make sure that our referees know that we appreciate the very difficult job they have, and I think they do a fantastic job of it. Are they perfect? No. But they, but I think they're doing a remarkable job under very difficult circumstances.
So I think it's time we lighten the mood a little bit here. Outside of the office, what kind of things keep you busy?
Well, I've got three fantastic daughters. My wife Barb and I have been married for 31 years, and two of us love to walk. So, you know, you'd often find the two of us out, you know, on one of the trails in our neighborhood, you know, taking, you know, doing a lot of walking. So even on our family vacations, we do a lot of walking. So that's one of our favorite things. We have a family cottage in here in Ontario, and you'll find us there. And if I'm there, you'll probably find my wife and I on the golf course enjoying a round of golf. And I'm still a water skier, although I would argue that at this stage I'm doing less water skiing than I used to. But we're just active. I still work out a lot, which I enjoy, and you know, just hanging out with my girls. And it's great now because my girls are old enough to have a beer with their old dad, and nothing better than that.
And if you were to tell the fans of the CFL one thing about you that they don't know, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know if there's one thing that they don't know that I'd want them to know. Like, it's a more important question. You know what I mean? Really, at the end of the day, I'd like to get to know the fans. So maybe the answer is I'd like them to get to know me and what, you know, how I think about things. I like to think that I'm a transparent person, and I've got I love life. I'm going, you know, I like going fast and doing big things. But I really don't have all that many secrets, so I don't have anything juicy to share with you.
So you're doing a tour of all the cities in the CFL. When are you going to be in Regina?
I am going to be in Regina for, I believe it is the, oh my gosh, now it's not the first weekend in August. It's the second weekend in August. I've already set my date. I talked to the team a couple of days ago, and we set our schedule, and they've already started making plans for my visit. You'll forgive me.
Is that the BC game?
It's 9 o'clock, and I'm it's late, and I'm a little tired. But I think it is. Yeah, it's the BC Lions against in that beautiful, beautiful stadium of yours. And I just want to make sure you guys keep it nice and clean for me, because I want to see it in its most pristine form when I get there for my first visit.
We'll do our best. I'll talk to everybody.
Good. Thank you.
Mr. Ambrosi, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing the heights that you can take the CFL in your tenure here, and we look forward to seeing you in August here.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening.
CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi here on the Piffles Podcast. From all accounts, he sounds excited to basically listen and learn and find out what he can about the league, and I'm excited to see where he can take this league and go from there.